Mr. Co-Chair, at the outset, Sri Lanka wishes to congratulate the distinguished permanent representatives of Azerbaijan and Mongolia who serve as co-chair rapporteurs of the 2020 Social Forum. As a country whose post-independence national policies have been premised exclusively on the well-being of its people, the role of the state and the public policies of Sri Lanka have for long years been oriented in the trajectory of addressing poverty and inequalities among its population. These people-friendly state policies have largely been characterized by continuous nationwide poverty alleviation programs that successfully brought down the country's national poverty headcount ratio from 15.3% in 2006-2007 to 4.1% in 2016, relegating extreme poverty to a rare phenomenon among Sri Lankans. These progressive state policies have continued to contribute to the country's commendable progress with regard to human development, with Sri Lanka ranking the highest in South Asia according to the UN Human Development Report 2019. Sri Lanka is committed to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals of the UN, based on the vision of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's policy statement, Vistas of Prosperity and Splendor. A presidential task force in charge of economic revival and poverty eradication has been established to create a production economy, focusing on a unique economic structure based on novel initiatives. Bold and creative initiatives are being taken to reduce poverty by targeting poor families and providing at least one member of each such family wage employment. Mr. Co-Chair, Sri Lanka notes with deep concern the unprecedented economic and debt crisis faced by developing countries due to the pandemic, and would like to ask the distinguished panelists on how the international community could better cooperate to support states in providing debt relief and financial stimulus to overcome the negative effects of the pandemic. Thank you.